You know, guys, you've always seen Aladdin and this little lamp and a genie in a bottle, so to speak. Well, Bauman has come up with an idea that he wants to know, and you can put this on our Facebook page as well. Bauman's going to, he's going to let me know all these things from all these people that chime in on this. What was your idea, Bauman? What was your question? And we're going to go to Giddens first because today's his segment, so I'm going to know what he wants to do first.
Caramel cake, lemon
wait
pie.
Wait a minute. You ain't even said what we're doing yet.
If you were stranded on a deserted island and could only bring three items with you, what would they be?
Not a dessert island.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard dessert island.
I knew that's where that was going. All right, listen. If you were on a deserted island, what three things you would take with you? Is that right, Bauman?
Three items. So
three
not,
items.
Not people. You can't bring a person.
A fork, a spoon, and a knife.
I don't know what you're going to kill with that. All right. So what would you bring? Seriously. Three items.
All right. So this is an island that basically doesn't have internet, right?
Yeah. So PlayStation or any video games or TV are kind of out of the question.
Can't bring my Nintendo Switch. Man, I don't know. A scholar would say a book, but I'm not that.
I mean, you could technically bring Starlink and have Starlink.
Can I just bring Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and Mark Zuckerberg? Listen,
three things. Narrow it down. You said carrot cake, lemon pie, and what else?
I want things that are going to last.
That won't last 2 minutes with you.
No. All right, I'm going to bring my bed.
Okay.
Oh, I shouldn't go this route. I was going to say my wife next.
That probably should be your first choice.
Well, yeah,
choice,
but I don't want to. My wife isn't a thing. That doesn't count.
He should be my people.
He said he can't bring people.
Can't bring people.
It's got to be a physical thing, not people. So, what three things would you bring?
I would bring my bed.
Okay.
I would bring. This is tough.
You didn't put any kind of stipulation on this, Bauman, about how long? Forever?
Forever.
Okay.
If you're stuck there forever.
Okay. Forever.
Forever.
Mm-hmm.
I would bring a VR headset where I could watch any sporting event.
He said no electronics.
I mean, you can bring him, but you got to bring Starlink if you want it to work. So that's okay. Your third one.
How do I bring Starlink? Isn't Starlink just available?
You have to have, like, the router or whatever. I'm not sure how it works, but there's got to have some sort of router.
The router's built into the VR headset.
Okay. So you've got two things, your bed and your TV or whatever. What else?
But it allows me to be at the games. Like,
okay.
It's pretty futuristic, you know.
Third thing for you has got to be some form of food production.
I'm hoping I can scavenge.
Oh, God. There's not that many animals on that island.
I mean, like, okay, fine. How about this? A replenishing all-you-can-eat buffet.
I knew that was coming. Okay. Bauman, what would be your three things?
I'm thinking survivalist here. Gotta have food. Gotta have shelter. Gotta have some way to start a fire. So I'm going to bring a fishing rod of course, you got to have lure and all that with it. Going to bring that.
You can dig up worms.
This is way too realistic.
Got to bring.
Where's the VR headset?
He watches Survivor way too much.
Gonna bring a tent or a canopy, something along those lines, and then a fire starter kit.
Okay.
He must watch Naked and Afraid because I didn't hear anything about clothes.
Okay.
You have the clothes on your back.
I want to change mine. Instead of the bed, I want workout equipment.
Okay. That'll work.
Yeah.
Of course, you could run around the island and stay in the same
kind of shape. No, I want to lift. I don't want to just...
The only kind of lifting you do is with a fork.
Yeah, I got to be able to train in order to lift the heavier eating.
Pitchfork.
Okay. Yeah, that's bang for your buck right there.
All right, first thing I would have is satellite. You said we could, as long as we...
It's basically Starlink, okay. What you're asking
for. So satellite TV, so I could keep up with worldly things, okay? Second thing I would bring would be a lifetime supply of music. I'm going to listen.
Jelly Roll and Taylor Swift.
Jelly Roll and Taylor Swift. They'd be the first ones chunked into the ocean. And the third thing I would bring, toilet paper. because I had a cousin one time who did his business and used poison ivy.
That's the worst.
Don't want that
to happen. Why is it? But you don't have to pick up the poison ivy.
But you got to pick up something, so it might as well be soft.
You don't have to. You can just walk in the ocean.
Listen, no. That would eventually float up on the island. Okay? And if you're going to fish, you don't want the fish you're catching to be catching what you're fishing. Okay?
That's your bait.
No. That's your bait. You're nasty. I mean, I know you want to eat, but not that bad. I can make my own fishing rod out of a bamboo pole. Okay? I dig up worms for, you know, for bait. I want something I can that will entertain me. And when he said no people, that crossed out Carrie Underwood. That was my first choice.
So she can sing America the Beautiful to you?
Listen, whose CDs you think I'm bringing?
Taylor Swift and Jelly Roll.
Yeah, those are the first ones to get chunked.
Dion reading audiobooks.
Probably some Weird Al.
Yeah, Dion can come and visit me. I'll show him how to swim back.
Swim back to where? Why don't you swim back?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
If you're deserted, how are you going
to
swim back?
I'm on the island forever. I can teach him how to swim, and when he gets about a third of the way, bloop.
You know? Did you just do? Did you just Yoshi him?
What? I mean, you know, it is what it is. But that would be my choices. Food, there's going to be fruit, nuts.
Fish in the water.
Fish in the water. I can live with that. You got to change it up. But
how are you going to protect yourself from sharks?
Oh, I mean, I bring a gun with me.
Oh, he didn't say that. He didn't say anything about a gun.
The only thing you have are the clothes on your back and a pair of tennis shoes.
I'm packing wherever I go.
He's brought like 10 things at this point.
Yeah. No, I'm saying I'm packing wherever I go. So when I go to this deserted island, I'm packing.
But that counts as a thing. You don't just get a gun is not an appendage.
Okay, well, if I can't have a gun, I'll make a spear out of bamboo.
Yeah, I mean, you can make a gun on the island if you want to.
Slingshot, you know?
Kill that shark with a slingshot. Right in the nose.
Have you read your Bible?
You know, Jonah wasn't a shark.
Jonah was swallowed up by a whale, and he ate so much food like you, he threw up.
You got your stories mixed up talking about Jonah and a slingshot.
No, the slingshot, well, I know David and Goliath, but I'm talking about Jonah was swallowed by a whale. Why don't you get swallowed by one?
I would swallow the whale.
No, it'd be the other way around. So that's my three things, Bob. All right.
I want to go to the desert.
Who would survive longest? Who would? I'm telling you,
Bauman. He's going to say himself.
Well, Bauman would outlive us with the three choices he made.
I've seen Castaway. I think I can handle myself.
I'm listening to music while he's fishing.
The only thing I'm missing is entertainment. Like David's got the entertainment down. I got their survivalist down. You got all.
Look, I'm 58 years old. I'm not going to live that much. I want to be entertained.
I have an all-you-can-eat replenishing buffet. I'm working out the whole time, and I'm getting to watch sports.
He needs the toilet paper worse than I do. I mean, come on.
I'm just going to use some of yours.